Well, welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us we have the coach of the West Platte Blue Jays, Coach Jim Newstead. The Blue Jays season came to an end last Saturday afternoon, and the West Platte Blue Jays battled hard against a very tough foe in University Academy. It was a tough contest, but the Blue Jays gave their best effort throughout the game. Coach, just give me your thoughts on the last game. I know it was a tough game, but the Blue Jays, you know, they certainly gave it their best shot on the last game of the season.
Yeah, it was like any other game we've had this year. I don't think our boys ever quit. We played hard until the end. I thought the same thing was happening in the University game. We got out. There were some more athletes in the field than we could defend at times. So it seemed like the entire game we were working our tails off to get 3 or 4 yards where they were getting 9 or 10 yards pretty easily. So it was kind of a downhill battle with that situation. But even with that being said, we had our chances to get right back in the game. I think we came back the second half. Only coming back the first half with only 16 points was a very good positive too, because it started out 16 the first two drives. So, but coming back at halftime, we got in the red zone right off the first kickoff. We didn't score there, which we probably should have gotten in the end zone. And then we had a nice hold on defense. We held them, and then we got the ball back and got in the red zone again and didn't score again. So those were two crucial points of the ball game. We can get in the red zone those two games. It's right into the game. And even with that being said, they scored another touchdown, then we come up and almost have an opportunity to score again. And if we would have scored that touchdown, the 1 yard line, we were down by only 6 points then, and then we made it a game too. But, the fumble in the end zone, whether it happened or not, I watched the film a few times. You could see either way. It is what it is. So, we hold on to the ball then, and there's no questions asked there. So fumbles are kind of our Achilles heel this year. We had 14 fumbles lost this year, and that kind of hurt us in a few big games, and it hurt us in this game. So we've emphasized all year that we got to take care of the ball, and we didn't do it in a big game. But we had our opportunities there. It was a big game. Our kids fought hard. Hats off to University. They got some good athletes. They got a big game tomorrow on Saturday afternoon against East Buck. So we'll see how that goes. But I will say, if I had to say anything about my kids at all, they did not stop fighting this game or any game. So.
Yeah, no question. And, Coach, you know, looking back at the season as a whole, I mean, Blue Jay Nation's pretty excited about this, Coach. 8-3 on the season. I mean, we got to go a long way back to look at something that's comparable or better than 8-3. And you look at this season and talk about bringing the fan base to an excitement level is when you start off 4-0. And two of those teams were teams that beat you last year, or beat the Blue Jays last year, come back and won those in convincing fashion. And then came up with a showdown there at West Platte with East Buchanan. I'll never forget the excitement going into that game. Both teams undefeated. That's been a while since we've had something like that of value in the middle of the season. And after recovering from a tough loss, 21-20, that game was a tough one, tough loss to swallow, I know. And after that, the Blue Jays responded by taking the next three games against Lathrop, keeping the stick here at home, the tobacco stick at home, and then playing Penny, one of the tougher teams we've ever had challenges with over the years, and beating and winning, I think, a very great comeback there. And then to top it all off, a potential conference championship battle on the last scheduled game of the season. It's been a long time since we've had that kind of experience. I know Mid-Buchanan came in very well prepared and won that game, but still going into that game, the last scheduled game of the year, to have an opportunity to get a share of the conference title, or at least the opportunity to do that, caused some excitement. And of course, the district play, which we've gone over. Coach, from my perspective, the broadcaster's perspective, our group, it's just the most excitement we've seen at West Platte in one heck of a long time, Coach. Congratulations to you and the Blue Jays. What a great year for us.
Thank you. It's the same thing. I talked to the kids after the game, you know, and then we talked to them later when we got home and so forth. And I kind of try to tell the kids that And you can't let our last game define us. We can't let University Academy define our season, because we had a great season. We set 5 goals this year. We accomplished 4 of the 5 goals. The one goal we did not accomplish was to make it to a district championship. We kind of fell short on that. But to go back over our goals real quick, we looked at the schedule. We thought we could be 5-0 from the get-go, and we were. So that was goal 1, to start 5-0, so we accomplished that. Goal 2 was to beat some teams we haven't beaten in a while. There's quite a few teams in our schedule that we haven't beaten 10 or plus years. And South Harrison was one of them, and we'd accomplished that goal. Lawson was one of those. We accomplished that goal. And Penny was one of those. We accomplished that goal. So we wanted to beat some of the teams that we didn't get, East Buck or Mid Buck. It's been a while since we beat them, but 3 out of 5 is not too bad. Goal 3 was to finish in top 3 of the conference. We ended up 3rd in the conference, so we accomplished that goal. Goal 4, which I think was the most important goal we had, goal 4 was to never give up in a game. I thought there were some times last year, and maybe some times before I got here, where I watching film where I just didn't have the effort to finish a game. We made our goal this year that we were going to finish every game we were in, whether we were ahead by a lot or behind by a lot or a close game. We didn't want to lose any close game just because we couldn't finish. And if you look back at it, we had a great job of doing that. I mean, I can go back to South Harrison, our first game, when it was only a 1-touchdown game at half, and we came back and never gave up, ended up winning that game by a plethora of points. Lathrop was a close game. We came back and never gave up on that and had this game-winning drive. Penny, of course, was a great game, and we were down at halftime. We came back on that one, never gave up, and got ourselves a victory there. And I didn't even say Mid-Buck and East-Buck are 2 losses, even though we might have been down a little bit. We weren't down in East Buck until the last game, part of the game, sorry, but Mid-Buck we were too. But both those games we didn't give up. We played like we were fighting for a conference championship in all those games. We were kind of a second-half team, and that's because we set that goal that we were never going to give up. And hats off to my kids and my coaches for that, because I thought we did a great job of never giving up. And that was probably the proudest goal I thought we had for the season. Coaching-wise, I think we have a great staff. I thought our coaches did a great job with it. We got the most of out of our kids every week. I would say that every single loss we had, the East Buck, Mid Buck, and University game, all 3 of those losses were not losses because we got outplayed. They were losses because they had better athletes or more athletes in the field than we had. So we got the most out of our kids that way. Our kids were excited all the way through the course of the year. We never let down in our excitement. We were excited to come to practice every day, which is a compliment to our coaches, making it fun and so forth. And I thought we did a great job at halftime with all of our X's and O's making adjustments. So really proud of my football team, really proud of my coaches, really proud in which in the direction that West Platte football is going.
Yeah, Coach, I know when we first started doing the shows, you mentioned that you're here to build a program. And, boy, if this year's any indication, I think we got a heck of a good start here after 2 years on building a program.
Yeah, I think we've done pretty good. It helped that we had 12 seniors this year, so that helps a lot when you have that much senior leadership. But hopefully next year we can get a couple more guys out and raise our senior and junior class and be just as competitive.
You bet, Coach. Your leaders, I think, were something special this year, too. As you mentioned, the seniors, and you had them sprinkled all around in your lineup, and certainly they were a big factor in hitting your goals that you talked about.
Yep, having 12 seniors helps a lot. And if you don't mind, I'd like to finish off here going over a little bit of team stats and we can figure out how well we did on the board this year as far as stats goes.
Go right ahead.
Scoring-wise, we scored 346 points to our opponents, 180. Rushing-wise, we ran for 2,714 yards to our opponents, 1,394 yards. We kind of got beat in the passing game a little bit. We only threw for 735 yards, while our opponents threw for 1,052. So total offense all year, we had 3,449 yards of offense compared to our opponents at 2,446. So I thought it was a great team stat there. All-purpose yards, if you go through some standouts here from the season, all-purpose yards. Trent Taylor had 629 yards rushing, 453 yards receiving, 449 yards in kickoff returns, 127 yards in punt returns, 60 yards in interceptions. So we had a total of 1,718 total yards for our team, along with 14 touchdowns. So Trent averaged about 147 yards a game. Cameron Williams, who played in eight games for us, had 863 yards rushing, 11 yards receiving, 129 yards in fumble recoveries. Okay. We ended up with 1,011 yards total, all-purpose yards for us, about 86 yards a game. Emmett Sullivan had 664 yards rushing, 15 yards receiving, 63 yards in that one touchdown interception, and 31 yards in fumble recoveries. So Emmett finished the year at 773 total yards for us and 12 touchdowns. Tanner Rowe, who played a plethora of different positions, rushed for 34, caught 153 yards, threw for 200 yards, 334 yards in kickoff return, 19 yards in punt return, 20 yards in interception. So we ended up with 360 total yards with three touchdowns. Zane Truxell, the kind of guy who does everything, not as big as stats, but he was an important aspect in our blocking game. But Zane ended up at 76 yards rushing, 60 yards receiving, 44 yards and a touchdown fumble recovery, 188 total yards and four touchdowns. Mason Montez finished the year with 101 yards rushing. 65 of those rushing came in the last game against University. He threw the ball 82 times, completed it 40 times for 630 yards, eight touchdowns passing, one touchdown rushing, averaged about 57 yards per game on throwing the ball. So, Montez numbers probably weren't as high as some of the quarterbacks, but in missing four games this season kind of hurt our stats a little bit on passing, and we were going to utilize Montez a lot in the rushing game as the season went. So that kind of showed in the last game of his ability to do that. We didn't do that right out of the gate when he came back because he was still kind of banged up, but he was on pace to have a really great season throwing and rushing. Still had a great season, but three games without being on the field with him kind of stifled our offense a little bit and what we could have done in the future on that. So defensively, Zane Truxell was our leading tackler at 78 tackles. 50 of those were solos. 6 of those were tackled for losses, and he had 2 pass breakups. Lamar Henderson was second with 56 tackles, 32 of those being solos, 6 sacks, 15 tackles for loss, 1 safety, and Lamar actually had 2 pass breakups. Trent Taylor had 41 tackles, 31 of those solos, 2 tackles for a loss, 12 pass breakups, and 5 interceptions. Cameron Williams had 43 tackles, 30 of those were solo, 8 tackles for a loss, 2 sacks, 3 fumble recoveries, 2 of those for touchdowns. Emmett Sullivan had 43 tackles, 26 of those were solos, 9 tackles for a loss, 1 sack, 1 interception for a touchdown like we mentioned earlier, and 1 big fumble recovery. Lane Scott had 40 tackles, 22 of those were solo, 3 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, and 4 fumble recoveries. Tanner Rowe had 32 tackles, 28 of those were solo. It's quite a bit. 1 tackle for a loss, 2 interceptions, and 12 pass breakups. And Dublin Carnahan had 30 tackles, 25 of those were solo, 2 sacks, 6 tackles for loss, and 6 pass breakups. And Dublin's one of those guys that's played well for us all year on defense. Just didn't get as much notoriety as the other guys because he didn't have the stats, but we moved Dublin all around from safety to outside linebacker to DN. And I'd just like to put his name out there because his name doesn't get mentioned too much. And I thought he had a great season and some good senior leadership for us on defense. Overall, if I had to evaluate some of the struggles we had this year on offense and defense, our first Achilles, like I mentioned before, was we had too many fumbles. And even though we worked hard at practice, we still had problems with that. So we're going to have to address that for next year. I thought we struggled a little bit with some teams that had speed. East Buck, Mid Buck, University all had good speed. So we had some struggles with speed there. So we're going to have to work in the offseason and get a little bit faster for next year. But those were our two main things I thought that we struggled with. I thought our strengths were we had a good line of scrimmage all year. We had great kids that were going to work all year. And we had some coaches that were able to coach and keep these kids interested in football. We got a banquet coming up in 2 weeks. So we're going to talk about all this stuff again to the parents and to the seniors. But I really want to commend my seniors for their leadership this year and my coaches for their leadership. None of this would be possible without them all putting their hand in the pot and getting involved and making it a group effort. So congratulations to all them. Congratulations to Blue Jay Nation. I'm excited about the turnouts we had in games. I think it's the most game fan base we had in games since I've been here. So hoping that can keep up and hoping we can maintain this type of excitement in the years to come.
Well, we're looking forward to it, Coach. Certainly from our point of view, we really appreciated your access to us and doing your coach's show like you're doing now, as well as getting with us after the game. And no matter what happened that particular day, you were able to sit down with us and be frank with us, and we really enjoyed that, Coach. We really appreciate your access you granted us so that we could provide better coverage for this West Platte Blue Jay football team.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate the coverage. I appreciate all Blue Jay Nation backing us, and it won't be long. We'll be back at it again next year.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much, and hey, we look forward to talking to you again next year, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. See you throughout the winter at basketball games.